News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
But first up, I spoke to the Irish Independent columnist Ian O'Doherty just before the 8 o'clock news there, who says Ireland is caught between a rock and a hard place as it faces EU pressure to enforce hate speech laws here, while the US officials from the State Department have warned us that the legislation would censor American interests and deter tech companies based in Dublin. This is according to a report in The Telegraph. Jonathan, what do you make of it?
Look, there is no such thing as free speech. It's a misnomer. The Americans champion it with their First Amendment and so on. It doesn't happen, because if you look at American free speech right now, free speech is free until the point at which somebody in power disagrees with you, and all of a sudden you don't have free speech. So it is held up there as this magical thing that the Americans have that does not reflect the reality. What the European Union is trying to do is what the European Union always does, which is to protect its citizens.
Do you really believe that?
100%.
I don't. I actually think they are trying to police us and censor us. I don't, by the way, like Donald Trump one bit, just to be very clear. There's a middle ground here as well. To me, it seems that the person banging that we need free speech drum is generally the person who is the, like, conservatives in Ireland bang the free speech drum because liberals are the hegemony. And currently, that is, pendulum is swinging. And I think it is swinging in the US, and it has swung. So up until now, conservatives there as well have also been banging the free speech drum. But then we see, as soon as they get into power, Donald Trump is trying to clamp down on free speech. Free speech is always the clamour of the people who aren't in charge and who don't have power. And to me, there is overreach in the hate speech laws. It won't just protect people, it will censor people. You will have things under EU law that you will not be allowed, say, for fear that you will be crossing some kind of a line. And I remember when Helen McEntee was the Minister for Justice asking her, she said, well, it'll be clear to the courts where the line is. And I was like, is it? Because it's not clear to me where the line is.
Yeah, but my point about the European Union protecting citizens is it's very simple. We are now a commodity here. We are a commodity when it comes to these big tech companies that exist. We no longer have rights as far as they are concerned. We are literally what drives their profits. Mm. And what the European Union is trying to do when it comes to free speech, when it comes to GDPR, when it comes to all of these things, is to put a speed brake on the crazy wild west that they're trying to introduce.
And that needs, we need to put some kind of manners on it, I agree. But I think the bureaucrats in Europe, that there is significant overreach.
Do you think there's a level of coordination at a European level that says we want to stop Ciara Kelly saying X,
no, but
Y,
I think
and
there
Z?
Are, I think there are mandarins. I do think that is the case. To me, all speech should be free speech other than hate speech, incitement to violence or those types of things. But when you're getting into the grey areas of, oh, I didn't like what you said, that feels like hate speech. I feel that your words are violence and everything, even when they're actually not. That is an issue, because that actually does take power away from the people.
But is that not taken away from the core issue here, which we're trying to stop people introduce hate speech, to come on online and say horrible things about you that you cannot deal with and you cannot chase? In America, Ciara, the amount of abuse that people get is horrific, and they have no recourse to anything.
Ah, Jesus, the amount of abuse you get on Irish Twitter is horrific.
Correct.
Too.
Do you know why? Because it's because it's being driven from across the Atlantic, and what the European Union is trying to do is to stop that kind of thing.
All I know is that I think that it should be all free speech other than, and even free speech that is offensive, bar kind of incitement to violence and pure hate speech. And the problem is defining hate speech. We weren't able to do it in our own legislation. There is an issue here. I think Ian has made some really interesting points. I don't always agree with Ian. I certainly don't agree with Donald Trump, but there has to be some kind of a middle ground. I'm not sure we're getting it right either, but let us know what you think on the free speech issue. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.